now the Spirit 105.3 Good News Story of the Day.
At some point in our lives, we will lose a parent. It is one of the hardest things to go through. I lost my sweet dad 7 years ago, and sometimes it's even harder when you're young. My dear friend and coworker, Rachel, she works here at Spirit. She lost her dad when she was 15.
Such a great dad, like my leader in my faith, and my dad's birthday is the 18th of December. So we always like to go by for both his birthday and Christmas. Mm-hmm. Just to like go to his headstone, which we custom made, and I'd spend hours up there. We had a little tree in hand. So we get out and I'm trying to clean this gravestone or my, you know, the stone. And Kellen's like, can we pray? And so we just started praying and thanking the Lord for the season of Christmas. Thank the Lord for my dad and like his wisdom. And so we're standing there and we get done praying and, you know, it's pouring rain. I'm ready to go. I'm like, okay, can we get going? Like, this has been great. Then he turns and he steps back and he gets down on his knee. Kellen looks at me and he's like, will you marry me? I said, I love you.
Aww.
And he goes, you know, but yes or like, yes or no. He's like, you have to say yes. It was so sweet. And then my mom and his parents were hiding in the trees up above us.
And it was so sweet that he proposed in front of your dad in a spiritual way.
Yeah. Yeah. And to ask just right in front of just a place that's really special to me. And then the funniest part of the whole story is when we pulled up, I looked over and saw this little grandma all dressed up, and she had a little chair and she was sitting by a headstone that was across the path. She's sitting there and my heart just, I don't know, just broke in a way of like, who is she missing? Because I know who I miss when I go there, but was it her husband or a son and wanting to know the story? And it's his little sister dressed up. So she was sitting there the whole
pretending to be a grandma.
Yes.
Now that's a proposal for the books.